invite our first speaker for today. He's a Cameroonian, all the way from Cameroon, Pastor Rudolph. As he steps to the platform to speak to us.
Amen. More good morning, servants and soldiers of the cross. Good morning, soldiers of the cross. We are just from the throne of worship. People are like, you are in the cemetery. Good morning, servants of the cross. Amen. Amen. Well, welcome to day two of our FIT International Ministers Conference. And I tell you, since yesterday, as I enter here, I received my deliverance as I just stepped my foot. I don't know who else feel that presence, the presence of God. When Pastor Gabriel was talking about God, he said, I don't receive them since. Amen. I was telling some of my neighbors there that now like this, I can go back. I met God. Amen. As Brother Gabriel said, our pastor said, I am Brother Rudolph from Cameroon. And please, before you sit down, I want us to sing this song. The choir sing this song for me, song number 8. That song is too tight to my soul. Oh, I want to know him. No, as I journey through the land, singing as I go. It's song number 8.
Let's clap our hands as we worship God with this song. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, to see forever. I to see forever. I praise on the seat of glory, on the seat of glory.
On that last day, I want to see him. Tell your neighbor, I want to see Jesus. Tell another neighbor, I want to see Jesus. Amen. Please sit down and never go down in the name of Jesus. Amen. Sit down, you never go down. Here standing in front of you, as I said earlier, is Brother Rudolph from Cameroon. Somebody that the Lord picked from the gutters. And we start by thanking Bright TV, because if it was not Bright TV, I don't know. The year I met Bright TV was 2012, and I keep on telling people, if I could have died that year, I could have been enjoying hell now for 13 years. And no, because there was no way now, we don't go to heaven by accident. But I was born in church, not a Christian, but Bright TV. That's why I pray every day to the sponsors of this TV. And there's one prayer I pray for them. That God, anywhere they want to make mistake, let God hold your hand. And lift them up. Amen. And with the little time that I gave me this morning, I want us to discuss on the topic that I titled, Whose Disciple Are You? Whose disciple are you? And along the line, don't answer the question, no. Along the line, you will know who disciple you'll be. Amen. And please, the media team, please, can you just screen for us our first text from the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John. John chapter number 1 from verse 29. We'll read a bit lengthy. John chapter 1 from verse 29 to 42. Verse 29, please. It seems like I'm seeing verse 9. Verse 29. Okay. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore I am come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying,
I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abided upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Again, the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and said unto them, what seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He said unto them, come and see. They came and saw where he dwelled, and abided with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. We'll go to verse 42. One of the two, we'll read down to verse 42. Please permit me, you did not understand what I mean. We'll read down to verse 42. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon and said unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is being interpreted a stone. Amen. I asked that question, whose disciple are you? Because there's something, I keep on having problems with people concerning this message. Some people will tell you, Brother Branham fulfilled the first part of Malachi 4, verse 5 and 6. And John the Baptist fulfilled the first, and Brother Branham fulfilled the second. And I asked them this question that I want to ask us this morning. John the Baptist came. I said, let us agree that it is true, which is not true from the Bible. John the Baptist came and fulfilled the first part, but he pointed people to Jesus and they left John the Baptist and followed Jesus. Why are you still standing with Brother Branham? You are not different from Catholic Church. Peter was the first pope. Peter, Mary, he baptized in the name of Jesus. You sprinkle. You are not different. Whose disciple are you? You are still standing with Brother Branham. And I say, anyone still standing with Brother Branham, you have not heard even the Brother Branham. You have not heard Brother Branham. Because I want to talk to this particular group that believe that John the Baptist and Brother Branham are the same. I said they are not. Even you that you are saying it, you have not understood. Whose disciple are you? Because I know, even in the end time message now, that system is still existing. Others remain with John the Baptist. Others went to the Messiah. And I keep on saying this. Permit me to say this. I am like Simon Peter. That my pastor, Brother Moses Alu, saw the light and called. Andrew went and called his brother, we have seen the Messiah. But others remain with Brother Branham. And they keep on saying, Brother Branham say, Brother Branham say. Please, because of our time, let us clean Mark chapter 2, verse 18 to 21. Mark chapter 2, verse 18 to 21. And the disciples of John, and the disciples of William Branham, and of the Pharisees, used to fast, and they came and say unto him, why do the disciples of, please permit me, of Brother Branham fast, and you are on the north fast. And they came. Please give me back that verse 18. Give me back that verse 18. And they come and say unto him, why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the day will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and they shall they fast in those days. Verse 21. No man also soweth a piece of new cloth on an old garment, as the new piece that fill it up take it away from the old, and the rent is made worse. See, somebody is asking, just like the woman at the well, I say blindness. Blindness pass corona. Spiritually blind, it's better to have corona. If you are spiritually blind, that's why I said, the Bible says a bad tree cannot produce good fruits. And I love what, every day when you watch Bright TV, the pastor keep on saying one thing. The worst thing that can happen to be a pastor who have not been converted. A bad tree cannot produce good fruits. And I love how they always shout, follow who? No root. If you know, you follow a person with no root, where would they go? Where would they go? Follow who? No root. And fourth, what you are hearing with the Bible. But a lot of what you are saying is true. What did the prophet say? And what bothers me is this. The people are saying prophet, they say they're not together. Oh. I don't know how many of you see them. They, anyone get a quote, and I keep on telling people, now, sermon book, spoil message. Anyone pick your own quote. I love, there is something, I don't know, where, I hope that they are not here. Most of them, you know, when you come with quote, I come with quote. Most of them say, Brother Branham, say, tight. That's why I'm asking. Still, I'm still using Brother Branham to those Branhamists. Brother Branham say, tight belong to the pastor. Brother Branham pay tight. And he was asked the question, can tight be paid to an individual? He said, no. Do you know, I know so, there are some pastors, if you don't pay a tight, they call you for one end because you are their client. Some of you don't know the difference between Christian and client. All they call, start with CEO. Brother Branham pay tight, you are eating tight. Even you say, follow Brother Branham, you sure? Brother Branham say, even when my father was sick, I remove the saint to go and pay. Someone told me the other day, I will eat the tithes and eat the bone. I asked, I said, so tithe get bone. He said, since you people have decided to walk, I will eat the tithes and eat the bone. Who are you following? And I discover we select scriptures that suit us. Because if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Apostle Paul said something, that those who walk at the altar are partakers. But I tell you, most of us in the end time message, we are not partakers. We don't even follow Paul. We are whole takers. Whole takers. Tithe belongs to you. Paul say, partake. But you carry all. He say, what did Brother, what did Paul say here? I say, read down now. He said, I never used the office. He went to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3.